Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
The heart behind a lot of these aphorisms involved the idea that there was a boundary, not just a physical boundary, but an emotional boundary between parent and child. Example of that, you made this bed, you're going to lie in it. Another example, I'm going to let you stew in your own juices about this. In other words, in both cases, the parent is saying to the child, you created a problem for yourself, and I'm not going to participate in it. You're going to have to deal with this issue on your own. You created it. It's your issue, and I am not going to be your partner in this. And it was really you as a result of this, and each one of these aphorisms, you know, reflects an attitude. And the attitude was that you are responsible for yourself. When you do something wrong, when you make a bed, I'm not going to lie in it with you. You're going to have to lie in it by yourself. If you don't like something that's happened to you, you're going to have to stew in your own juices. I'm not going to feel your pain anytime you have pain. And these were very important lessons that I think, Neil, enabled us to be a sturdier generation. And what I'm trying to do in the book, you know, I'm not just waxing nostalgic. I'm trying to help people understand that the parenting attitude that prevailed prior to the psychological parenting revolution of the 60s and 70s was a more functional attitude for parent and child, that it caused children to be sturdier children. And the proof of that is that our generation, we emancipated successfully by the time we were 21, 22 years old. And we were not looking at that point for our parents to help us pay bills. And today's kids, statistically, are still living at home well into their late 20s, quite frequently. And this, to me, this is a canary in the coal mine. It says, you know, we're not doing what we need to do in parenting to make America a continuously strong place to be.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.